And welcome to another episode of Chicago Beer Pass. This week is all about Chicago Craft Beer Week. Nick and I kick it off by talking about beer under glass and going to the dodgeball tournament. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, it's got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're deep in Chicago Craft Beer Week here. I can't believe we even found time to record.
We're 7 days out of an 11-day spree here.
Thanks for taking some time out of your craft beer week to listen to Chicago Beer Pass. In case you don't know what the show is, every week Nick and I get together, grab a beer, and we chat about our past week of drinking in Chicago, and we talk about some of the upcoming events we're excited about and just letting you know what you should be going to. And this week is no exception. Right here, together, we're drinking beer. And we grabbed a growler from Haymarket this time. Usually we're doing beers from the bottle or the can. This time we went straight to the source, Haymarket Pub and Brewery, right on Randolph, and I picked up the Lizzie Simcoe Double IPA.
Yeah, I think this is the first time we've done a growler on the show.
I think so, yeah.
So this is cool, man. I like Simcoe. Who is it? Lizzie's IPA?
Lizzie Simcoe.
Lizzie Simcoe?
I'm not sure who Lizzie is, but I believe it uses 3 pounds of Simcoe per barrel or something like that, it said. So it's around, I think, 8%, 7 or 8%. And it's pretty smooth and easy drinking for a double IPA.
Yeah, and it's one of those classic hops. You know, I say maybe Centennial, Citra, Simcoe, you know, those hops that that a lot of brewers use as like a bittering hop as well as an aromatic hop. Uh-huh. You know, so, yeah, this is good. I've never heard of it, never had it. I'm really liking it.
Yeah, it's been on the last couple times I went, so I figured I had to get a growler of it. But yeah, let's jump into the week. Last time we recorded, we were excited. Bug was about to happen, and so let's kick it off there with beer under glass. Or beer near glass.
Beer near glass, because they moved everything outside. Yeah. Or beer under mud. I heard a lot of people saying that. Beer in mud.
Okay.
Yeah, so they moved it outside this year. And, you know, the weather, I think we're kind of used to it at this point, right? Like, right now, it's great outside. But up to this point, we haven't really had much of a spring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, home openers to baseball games. And everything you do in the spring is just really just has kind of sucked because it's been super cold out.
Right.
So beer under glass was no exception as far as weather-wise. But I would say that good beer conquered, man. Good beer wins, as Greenbush says. That's what it says on their T-shirts.
Yeah, we were worried when we recorded that it was going to rain. And we were kind of like, we're not going.
We were thinking of plan B. We're like, dude, if it's raining and it's outside, like, dude, we might have to like, yeah.
Uh-huh. But it rained, I think, in the morning or that night before. So it was... It was clear. It was a nice night for it. It was a little chilly, but overall, a good night.
Yeah, I think when I got there, it was, you know, about 50 degrees and the sun was out still.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was great, man. They had all the tents. It was outdoors, but just about everything was tinted. All the booths were tinted.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say everything was tinted, because a lot of breweries were under tents. Right, but then you walk up to a tent. You don't actually get...
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you don't go in the tent with the brewer.
And so they were kind of set up a bunch on the side of the conservatory or across this path, and that's kind of where I spent most of my time.
Yeah.
And then there was this middle field area.
Yeah, so I think they call that the Bluestone Terrace, that field.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there you could actually go under tents, which was nice.
Right. So inside these tents were, or at least one of the main tents was probably another like 20 or 30 breweries.
Yeah.
And it was muddy.
You know, I've got, yeah, it was so muddy that, you know, and to the conservatory's credit or the guild, they passed out like shoe protectors so to help you get through some of this stuff.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to go into the mud.
Yeah.
Then I got these bags. Basically,
right.
They were plastic bags.
They were basically plastic bags, yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to venture in there. I want to say hi to Eric and Tom, if yeah. ever at Penrose. So I went in there. These plastic bags did shit. Maeve and I's shoes were still muddy. Mud got in.
You got to tie him up, man.
I tied him. Mud got in. I'm like halfway in. Like, my shoes were clean that night. I was like, it was like almost the end. We're like, all right, let's go check it out. And we're like, okay, we got these plastic bags. We're safe now. We're good.
Right.
No. We walk through it, and it's thick, and it's just wet. And I'm like, I think my feet are getting wet.
I got to be honest. It was hardcore, man. You know, I saw BJ from Pipeworks, and I was like, dude, I hope they don't play any metal right now. Because people are going to start, like, mud wrestling and start moshing, and it's just going to get really wet and weird. Like, wetter and weirder.
Yeah. So you went into the mud? You were in
I
the
was
mud?
There, man. I was back there, and, well, because all the good, like, Half Acre was back there, Peace was back there. You never see Peace at breweries.
True.
So I was like, dude. And then John Hall was back there. So I had to go back there and check it out. Oh, and then the food was back there too.
See, the worst part was without my shoes getting like basically ruined, we didn't even get any beer when we were back there. We're like, Tom and Eric were gone. And we're like, all right, we're out.
It was
Kevin from Guile like laughed at us from behind the curtain. He was like, and then that was it.
It was intense, man. I think, yeah, I mean, they did what they could, right? You know, they gave us bags, right? They put everything under tents in case it rained. They did what they could, but you know, the weather is doing its thing all spring,
right?
Yeah, so it was rough back there. Now all of the festival wasn't back there, but there was a lot of food and beer back there. Mm-hmm. So they had, like you said, they had the trail where you get a lot of beer and not get wet. You had, and some of the brewers were calling the front part near the actual building, like to the side of the building, that little garden.
Yeah,
they were like, dude, this is civilization. I'm not going in the woods,
right?
You know, so yeah. There was a drastic difference between these three sections of the park. Really just the two, right? Really just the two sections. Once you got out on the terrace, it was really nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I had some great stuff. Forbidden Root was there. Ended up, once I found them at the end, I was like, all right, I'm just going to drink some of this ginger one for a while.
It's just so simple and classic. It's really good. Like, very subtle. But you taste everything they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good beer. Next to them was Spiteful. I had their peanut butter porter.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Which I was really into. A beer that we really got stuck on because of the weather. It was kind of like you were tailgating weather-wise, right? It was kind of a little chilly out. So, you know, right next to Haymarket. Haymarket has some good 8% beers that were good. And then next to them was Flossmoor Station.
Oh, right.
And they had a barrel-aged barley wine. That was really just big, sticky, boozy. It was great. I think we probably got like three pours of that.
Okay. I usually bike to beer in a glass, but this time I drove, so I was staying away from those big beers and kind of taking it easy. So I didn't get to enjoy some of those.
Yeah. That was, that's the one we remember the most from the front section of the fest.
Civilization.
Okay. Civilization. Those are the beers we remember from Civilization. Back in the back in the woods, in the mosh pit, there was John Hall's son, Greg Hall.
Virtue
Cider. They brought their Leadberry on cask, which was nice. That was next to like a Sullivan Steakhouse Burgers. And then I got to see Peace. They did a collaboration with Half Acre, which was back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pineapple bread. I finally got the pineapple bread from Clybourne.
What'd you think?
Dude.
Right?
Yeah. That beer's ridiculous, man. I really like that beer. And then they had something else there, which was a beer called Grim Vicar. They're killing me with these names, man. Like, everybody's got the wacky names now. Grim Vicar is a dark Abbey ale that they aged half of it in bourbon barrels, the other half in wine barrels. Then they blended them.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it was lights out, man. Yeah, it was great. So.
I feel like that was a pretty good opener. Maybe not as awesome as it has been in the past, but I had fun. I enjoyed it. It was a nice night. Seeing everyone there was good.
Yeah. I mean, you get to a point where, like, you know, beer in the glass in a lot of ways was like the perfect event, you know? And then it's like, well, you can't really get much higher than it's already gotten. So, I mean, this was definitely, you know, a little bit different from years past, but, you know, it was still good. I mean, they did what they could. The weather got in the way. A lot of good beer there. My favorite part was you still had to walk through the conservatory to get to the field in the back.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so on the way back when it was over, you know, people were just kind of taking their time. So we kind of got to hang out in the conservatory still.
Yeah, people were warming up in there. You go get a beer and you can go back in there and warm up.
Right. So people, That part was cool. The staff didn't like that too much. In fact, I don't know what's up with the staff, man. They were kind of acting like jerks towards the end. I saw Pete getting into it with some of those guys.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, he was just kind of like letting them have it. Yeah, so I'd like to know more about that. But yeah, they were very, considering that this is a fundraiser for the conservatory, you know, and then they, now mind you, a lot of it was moved outside last minute by the conservatory.
Yeah.
And then once you get outside, a lot of the terrace area is roped off. Like, you can't walk all on the grass.
Yeah, that's right? What I thought was just kind of crappy. It's like, oh, go in this mud, but here's like this nice grass.
Don't ruin our grass, right? And I'm like, really? And then on top of that, when it's time to leave, they're like being kind of pushy, you know, being a little too aggressive. They're like, we're not fans at a ballpark, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
we're all kind of in this together. Like, why are you that aggressive?
Okay.
Kicking us out.
I didn't see any of that.
Yeah.
It's too bad. But fun event to kick off Craft Beer Week. And then, so Friday night, did you make it out to anything that night, or was that a day of rest after beer in a glass?
Yeah, I'm getting old, man. So I took, I think I took Friday off.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but we were right back at it. Like, you were right back at it the next day.
Yeah, Saturday morning, I think at noon, kicked off Beerfly Alley Fight over at Haymarket. So this is a showcase of usually like 10 to 15 homebrewers. They're paired with a chef. And then they're paired with an artist. And then every 20 minutes, the artist gets in the boxing ring to perform their art piece. It's either maybe they're talking, maybe it's comedy, maybe it's puppets, a song, maybe movie.
Some adult entertainment, maybe.
Yeah, maybe some adult entertainment, maybe. and at the end, you vote on your favorite beer, your favorite food, your favorite art, and your favorite overall pairing. And so you can really drink as much as you want, and then Haymarket beers are open for everyone as well.
Right on.
And this year they moved it to the front of Haymarket. Usually it's in the past, it's been in the back.
Really? Okay.
I'm not sure why they moved it to the front this time.
So as soon as you walk in, like the ring and everything's like right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my only thought for them moving it to the front was just to draw more interest to people, like maybe they still had some tickets,
that
or
makes sense. That makes
just
sense.
Like, hey, there's this cool event. Next year, remember it.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't like a space issue or anything. There wasn't any more breweries or any more brewers than last year.
So if you were just a dude downtown that day and you wanted a seat at Haymarket, you had to you walked past the bar and then went to the back for seating or something?
Yeah, so they seated you in the back.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. But it was a blast. It was from noon to 5, and that's just a lot. It's a long event when you're like you're watching basically a performance every 20 minutes. You can drink and eat as much as you want, so it's quite a day.
Yeah.
I had some really good beers. The Square Keg people, they brewed a good beer. I forget what it is now.
That's the homebrew crew, like up in North Center, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a really fun event, and I definitely recommend it to anyone who's looking for a different event that's not necessarily a beer fest, because it's kind of a different vibe.
Yeah, because you can get, you know, a lot of these beer events are either fest or tap takeovers.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's fun when, you know, that wrinkle is in it, or if the venue's like somewhere we've never been, or they're just the whole concept's just different. So
yeah, I know some people who were there end up leaving early, go over to the beer circus. So there's just with so many events happening that day, people were like in and out. So saw a few common faces there, and so it was a good time.
Right on. So that was Saturday.
That was Saturday, yeah.
Man, did you make it to the circus? Because that was Saturday and Sunday.
No, I did not make it to the circus.
I missed the circus, too. I heard that there was actually like a full performance like on a stage all day long, and then I heard they brought in the staff they brought in from Petaluma as well, because they do the same beer circus at their original, Lagunitas Beer Circus. They do the same circus at their original space in California, in Central California. But no, I wasn't able to make it to that either.
Okay.
We did go to, we ran into each other at the dodgeball tournament at Goose Island, Sunday Funday.
Right, so that was Sunday, yeah. Saturday night, after the Beerfly Alley fight, took it easy.
Yeah.
Had to run a 10K Sunday morning.
Woo!
So after the drinking at Haymarket, basically went to bed, got up, ran this 10K, and then it was time for dodgeball.
I salute you on that 10K. That's intense, man. Yeah, so dodgeball. So this was a really unique weekend, right, because you got the two biggest breweries in town, Lagunitas and Goose, hosting, kind of debuting their spaces on the same day.
Right.
You know? So I can't think of a Sunday ever like this, you know? So uh-huh. Goose has the Goose has the pubs, but then they also have their production facility, right, with the barrel warehouse across the street. So this is a space separate from that. This is like a few miles away.
Yeah.
A brand new space.
And Sacramento in California.
Yeah.
Sacramento in Chicago. Sorry.
Yeah. So that might still be Westtown. I'm not really sure what neighborhood that is. It might be.
It's pretty close to the conservatory at that point.
Yeah.
We're right there.
Yeah. So. Actually, it's not that far. You're right. Uh-huh. Yeah. So this space is huge, 130,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to get the scoop on it. Like, what was it before Goose took it over? Somebody mentioned it, but you know.
Forgot too many bourbon counties.
Too many bourbon counties. I don't know what the hell it was. So Goose took it over, and apparently they've been sitting on it for like a year, just, you know, gutting it out and changing the rafters and, you know, okay. just kind of prepping it for what it looks like now. Because it looks a lot like the original brew house or the original barrel house
by
Fulton and Wood.
And yeah, this was a free event. Ended up being free for everyone. I think it was going to be ticketed. And then,
right.
like most of the events during Craft Beer Week, there's so many things, it's hard to lock people down in order for a ticketed event.
Yeah, so I think the cap on this was 4,000 people, from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
The space was massive, though, so I couldn't really tell you how many people showed up. No. There were a lot of people there. I'd say at least definitely over 1,000, maybe over 2,000.
For sure. It was busy, but not busy enough where you couldn't just walk up and get a beer.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's a Goose event, so... You know, you got these different lines, and I guess the biggest complaint last year at the block party was the lines.
Yeah.
So this was surprisingly easy to get beer. So I would walk up, for example, and get Jillian with cherries from the sour booth, or you could walk right up and spend 5 minutes in line, and you get like proprietors of Coconut BCS,
right.
like relatively easy, and it's all free. Oh, and then there's a battle of the breweries dodgeball tournament.
Yeah, I think I ended up just drinking the guest. Tap beers. I got some. I had a couple beers from breweries I hadn't heard of, so I was like, I'm at this Goose Island event. I'm not drinking their beers.
No, I'm not doing that. So the first beer I had when I got there was, because there was a Half Acre and Pipeworks next to each other and Temperance.
Yeah.
And there's somebody else. I'm excited.
There's like a Polyman or
Pollyanna?
Pollyanna. I had something from them. I hadn't heard of them. So.
Yeah. And then, like, so. You know, and the cool part was I was talking to Metal Steve from Half Acre. No, from Pipeworks. Okay. And he's like, yeah, dude, we got this Ninja versus Unicorn, and we kegged it, like, Friday.
Oh, wow.
And this event was Sunday. You know?
So that's some fresh beer.
Right, like, this is as fresh as it's going to get. And then I never get NVU because, you know, you never get...
It sells out, yeah.
It sells out so fast, you know. So, yeah, so that was cool. I thought, like, for this to be a free event, I thought it was one of the coolest free events I've been to in a long time because... Everything was so accessible, even though it was free,
uh-huh.
you know? And most of the time when it's free, it's all wacky. It's like a free-for-all, you know? It's free-for-all.
It was well-organized. But then the dodgeball thing was probably the big draw of the day. What was it, like 13 teams? Or?
Yeah. I think my favorite matchup was in the first round,
okay.
which was when Chicago Beer Society won. I believe they played the Goose. Goose had two teams. They had the 312 team, and then they had the Brewers.
Okay.
And I think it was Chicago Beer Society versus, like, the 312 team.
Okay.
And they were just going at it. Most of the time, like, people were just kicking ass. So, like, Pipeworks in their first round, they just smashed this other team. Like, all six of their guys are still on the field, and the other team's just dead.
Sure. There were some ringers and some people that knew how to play dodgeball.
Yeah. So it was very entertaining. It was fun. They had a lady on the microphone the whole time doing commentary. It was great. And they were showing the Hawks game, which I like.
Right. They had that going on the side, so you could watch them dodgeball and hockey at the same time.
Yeah, so you look up, you hear this big loud roar, and then you're like, oh, the Hawks just scored.
Or someone got knocked out on dodgeball.
Or somebody just got knocked in the face. Yeah, so it was really cool. It was a cage that they were sitting in. They had, like, stadium seating, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was really impressive. I was excited about that event. Cheers to Revolution, because they won the Battle of the Breweries dodgeball tournament.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, that was a good time, man. Jillian with cherries was really good. And then, you know, there was a couple of variants of Bourbon County that I hadn't really got a chance to get, like the BCS and Weller barrels. Every time we go to, there's a liquor store called Warehouse Liquors in the Loop. Yellowbird works there. And every time I go, he's always telling me, like, dude, this is what we drink. And it's this bourbon called Weller. And it's like a $25 price point for this bourbon, which is ridiculous. And it's a really good bourbon. And so Goose used one of those barrels, which I was kind of surprised about.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I never waited in line for any of the Bourbon County stuff.
Yeah.
But it looked like it was moving quickly.
There was a big band there.
The band.
They were kind of like super 80s dodgeball cheesy outfits. It was fun. It was hilarious.
Yeah, and then they had a pretty lame mini golf course.
Yeah. If I had one complaint, the mini golf, considering how much space there was there, like I thought you could have made it like, well, they set the bar pretty high with the last golf tournament.
Right. 2 years ago, there was a mini golf in the Barrel Warehouse.
Yeah.
And it was a kind of a limited invite only kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it might have been 9 or 10 holes. It was a lot.
Yeah.
And they were really elaborate courses.
Yeah, like a lot of thought went into them.
Tricky shots. And
right.
These, it was lame. One of the holes was a straight shot.
It was like a straight shot with like 312 cans. Yeah. Not the
that was a different one. That was a different,
that was a different straight shot. Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, yeah. The golf course was, yeah, wasn't the best. It's considering the space they had.
Right.
But, yeah, I think the dodgeball was super fun. I spent most of the time over there.
Right, yeah.
And then all that beer. In the beginning, they had a Sophie Mimosas pouring. So they had fresh orange juice and, yeah, pouring Sophies over there.
I missed those. I got there like an hour late. Man.
So it was good.
Rub it in. All right.
Very, yeah, it was pretty powerful tap list there. So it was very impressive considering that it was free. I was really, this event was awesome. Even if you paid like 30, 40 bucks to get in, this event was still pretty solid. Yeah. It was really good tap list.
That was fun. But yeah. Then you had to go somewhere else after Sunday or even during. You didn't even get to see the end.
Yeah, so I didn't see the end. I had to get the hell out of there, man, and go to South Loop. I went to Reggie's.
Okay.
So Reggie's is where we did Brutality. So it was a collaboration between Chicago Beer Geeks and Solidarity. And this was on the roof at Reggie's. So Reggie's Rock Bar. You ever been to Reggie's? It's kind of a...
I have. It's been a long time.
It's a weird spot, man. There's a bar downstairs with a stage. And then you go up to the second floor. It's a record shop. And then you go up to the third floor, and it's a rooftop.
Okay. With another bar. I've never been on the rooftop. So.
Yeah. So that's where the party was. And it was good, man. It was one of these hybrid events, right, where like, hey... You know, people are going to go to Reggie's on Sunday, like, period, especially when it's, like, 70 degrees out.
Oh, really? Okay.
So you have an option to buy a ticket in advance, and then you get to try samples of all the beers on draft, or what you can do is show up and then just pay as you go for any of the beers there.
Okay.
So that was cool. And shout out to Solidarity, man, because on the rooftop, they had what was called the Alchemy Station. So they would encourage you to bring their beer to them from the bar. And then what they would do is make different versions of it based on like these 20 different spices that they had.
Oh, neat.
So for example, I had a Blacker, which is a black IPA from Three Floyds. And then he's like, give it here. And then he steeps it in like Mexican chocolate and vanilla and cinnamon. And he's like, here you go. Now you've got a Mexican, you know, black IPA. You know what I mean? So that kind of thing. So they would like kind of, and they would guide that experience for you, because if it were me, I'd probably put, you know, too much sugar in. I'd probably fuck it up, honestly. Yeah. So it was cool. And then they would explain to you why the ratios and why they did it that way.
Oh, neat.
So that part was fun. And then Reggie's just handles it from a music standpoint. Yeah, it was great. I saw a lot of cool people there. I saw, Courtney was there. Mike Miller, who from Delilah's, he was there. And I saw Raj from Half Acre. And I saw Phil from the Chicago, is it the Chicago Reader that he works for?
Ooh, I forget.
Yeah, the dude who does the beer stories for Chicago Reader.
Oh, nice.
I saw those guys there. So it was cool, hanging on the rooftop. Nice little nightcap to the Goose Party.
Dodgeball.
Yeah, to dodgeball.
Good Sunday there.
Yeah, Sunday was solid, man. So then.
Then Monday I made it over to Jerry's for the Creative Minds on Tap.
Okay.
And so when I got there like just a little before 7, Maeve and I made it there. And we went to eat because we didn't eat. And so we ended up getting like a table like right outside of the second room, because they have that like stage in the second room where bands play and the rap karaoke happens.
Rap karaoke, man. Once a month, man, on Friday nights, man.
So they had all the chairs set up there. And we're like, okay, well, we can sit here and probably hear them. So no problem.
Yeah.
So we eat and have a beer or two. And then they don't start until 8:15.
When were they supposed to start?
The event started at 7.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I understand, like, oh, maybe 7:30, let people show up. That's fine. But 8:15, we were done eating. And we're like, okay.
You're like, let's do it.
What's happening? And at that point, it was pretty busy. Like, that other room was packed. People were standing basically along the wall, so we were having even a hard time seeing at that point. And then since we were in the other room and they had mics, we still couldn't hear anything.
Man.
So I think they didn't turn the mics on in the second room, so you could only hear them in that other room, or the room they were speaking in. So we couldn't hear anything. We were trying to listen, and then we just gave up and left.
Yeah, which which I can understand. All right, okay, so if you've got a space, right, and it's like a, you know, you got a bar and then a stage on one side, I can understand if, you know, for some events you just want to have the space in that room.
Right, because not everyone's there for the event.
But for like a round table discussion, you would think you just want that blaster through the whole room.
I guess
you would think. I don't know.
But it was busy. I think they could have sold tickets, maybe even $10 each. Limit the people maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
And just have a smaller group and cap it off so everyone could fit in that room and hear what's happening.
Yeah. Like sometimes you sell tickets to make money. Sometimes you sell tickets just to regulate the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did record it, so I believe that's going to be online. Okay. So should be able to look for that, and I'm sure we'll share it on the Facebook page when it's up.
That's cool. So, yeah, because they had a pretty pretty big list there, right? It was Randy Mosher was there.
Randy Mosher.
Tony McGee from Lagunitas.
Mm-hmm. Michael Kaiser.
Kaiser was there.
Paul from Salamoth.
Paul from Salamoth. Half Acre, the guy.
Phineas. Yeah.
Phineas was there.
And then Kim Kim from Hail to the Ales.
Yeah. She was a moderator.
Yeah. And then some from Caper Design or Keeper Design. So yeah, it was actually a big group of people. So I'm interested to hear what everyone said, or yeah, hearing how long it went too. I don't know even how long it went, because we left like probably within 15 minutes. We're like,
you tapped out.
We can't hear it. This is like, we're just sitting here.
Bummer.
So that was a bust. Maybe we should have got there earlier and sat in the other room and could be singing the praise of this event, but.
Now, was there any type of audio in the other room, like maybe music or something?
No.
No, just it was just like
it was just quiet,
just and, not the event.
And you could hear the other tables talking. Like, all right.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people like standing around where our table was, and they couldn't hear. And I was like, "What are you doing?" There's no, because we got up thinking like, "Oh, maybe we can hear better if we like stand closer to the entrance." No. So I don't know what these other people were doing. But that was Monday.
Let's hope for the audio.
Yeah. So I'm interested. I'll check that out when it goes online.
Right on.
And Tuesday night was the live Hopcast.
Hopcast live.
Yeah. I would say we had the same audio issues that they had at Jerry's. So, but we didn't have any microphones. Mm-hmm. So we maybe that was a fail on our part there. But so that was a live Hopcast recording at Hop Leaf.
So it was you and it was what, Perennial and Penrose, right?
Yeah, so it was Phil and Tom Corder.
Okay.
And Ken. And so we were asking questions. We had a few questions for them. We were gonna take audio or audience questions, but it was just too loud and we weren't able to like get around to anyone to hear or ask a question.
You almost want to have someone walking around one of those signs that just says silence or shh.
Yeah.
Like on the golf course.
Almost needed that, but we recorded that, so I think the audio sounds okay, so hopefully we'll have that out on Friday. But we asked some good questions. You know, it's always nice to sit down with Tom, and met Phil a few times, so we haven't ever shot an actual episode, but
yeah, I think it was Ken who was telling me that a lot of people don't know that Phil Wymore from Perennial, he was at Half Acre at one point. He was at Goose at one point.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who created Big Hugs for Half Acre and, I believe, Madame Rose.
I think he came up with the Daisy Cutter recipe or had original development there, if it wasn't him directly.
Yeah. So some pretty heavy hidden beers, like some Chicago staples, came from that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So that
was last week. Oh, my God. We still got to talk about what's coming up.
It is Chicago Craft Beer Week, though, so if anything, or any long Chicago beer pass is probably going to be this one.
Right, so, and we're going to just talk about a few of the events here.
Yeah.
And definitely go to, chaibeerweek.com.
Right.
All the events are there. It's overwhelming. Just click on the day, and you can scroll for, I'm not going to say hours, but you can scroll for a while and see all the events.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of time on that website. Yeah, and there's still 5 more days left. So
I might not make it.
Man, I'm doing one day on, one day off, dude. We're at a point now where there's like there's 300 events in 11 days. Like
right.
There's
Ken's going hard every day.
Yeah.
And he's doing it, man. What's going on?
Ken's crazy. First of all. Crazier. We're all a little wacky. Ken's even wackier than that.
All right. So what do we got? What are you excited about this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Here? All right, cool. So there's a few things on Thursday. This is May 22nd. So Thursday, the Northwest Side Ride 2014.
Okay.
So this is an event where the Northwest Side of town is partnering with Lake Effect, the brewery, and then they're taking buses to 9 different locations to drink beer from 14 different breweries. Yeah, so this is a strip on the northwest side of town, basically from Lawrence up to Northwest Highway, which is about 6,000 north, so 4,800 north to 6,000 north. And that, so it's about, say about 4 miles, a 4 square mile radius.
There's 9 breweries?
There's 9 bars.
These are 9 bars.
Okay. So they're going to 9 bars, and then they're going to, there's going to be 14 breweries
featured
on those routes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it starts at Fishman's, and then it ends at the Iron Horse.
Okay.
So that's going to be Thursday on 5/22. It's going from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m.
You paid to, is it the CTA bus, or they have a bus?
No, they're actually partnering with Reggie's, Chicago Brew Bus, and yeah, so there's going to be 4 shuttles between the two.
Okay.
So you buy a ticket, you can go to any of the stops, you buy a ticket, the ticket's $20, and then they take you to all the other stops.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So, but it starts at Fishman's at 6 o'clock. So, that's Thursday. Also, Thursday is an event that sounds really cool, man. Spiteful Brewing. They're doing an event called Cheeseburgers and a Pair of Dice.
Oh, they have a great video. Well, maybe not great, but it's great. A fun video.
Yeah, it's a very fun video. So Cheeseburger and a Pair of Dice is a dice tournament. So the $10 entry fee gets you entry into the dice tournament, a glass and beer, and a cheeseburger.
Okay.
Done.
All right. Where's this at?
This is at Guthrie's. Guthrie's is at 1300 West Addison. So I was online today, man. I saw this huge trophy that they're giving to the winner. And the winner gets to fill this trophy with any beer he wants and drink out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a massive. It's not as heavy as the one from Southfest. But it's just as big. It's it's huge.
Can you be good at dice?
I don't know, man. I can throw some dice, man.
But it's strictly a luck game, right?
Yeah,
it's
that's not true.
There's no skill in rolling dice.
See, I'm
right?
thinking of like.
I'm not offending any of the dice champions out there.
All
right?
These dice champions out there, it's all luck. I mean, really, we all could have woke. You can close your eyes and do what you did. No, we're right? not saying that.
I think so. I'm saying that.
Okay, so we are saying that. Yeah, so this is a dice tournament. This is a cool event. Okay. Yeah, this sounds really cool, man. That's also Thursday. And then also, one more thing on Thursday. sorry. Actually, 2 more things. Another thing on Thursday is Lakeshore Beverage, the distributor.
Yeah.
They're doing a cruise. They're doing a boat cruise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so for
booze cruise, man.
They're doing a booze cruise.
Booze cruise are fun.
Got to do a booze cruise. We sit on a Great Lake.
Yep.
We got a cruise, man.
The greatest, in my opinion.
of the Great Lakes, Michigan is easily the greatest of the Great Lakes, man.
We're just offending everyone.
Right. Lake Erie, suck it. No. No, so this is from 5 to 8. It's leaving from Navy Pier, man. It's like a $29 ticket. Lakeshore, they've got maybe 12 breweries that they're bringing to this thing.
Uh-huh.
It's beer on a boat with food. You're welcome.
Nice.
All right, one more event on Thursday. This is at the Village Tap. It's it's an art exhibit. Beerconfessions.com. Never heard of them.
No, haven't heard of that.
No. So they're doing an art event from 5 to 10 where they're going to have art on display from the illustrators who make label art from local breweries.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so we're talking about Phineas. Phineas is going to be at this thing. I'll just do a quick rundown of the breweries. I don't know what the art's going to be. I'm kind of curious to know what that is.
Yeah.
And I hope it's just not blow-ups of...
Labels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, or it could be because some of these labels are great. Mm. These are really good labels. So Three Floyds, Spiteful, Off Color, Pipeworks, Half Acre, Greenbush, and 18th Street. So the guys who draw the illustrations for their labels are going to be there. You can meet them, and then they'll also be bringing art to this event.
Nice. Where's this at?
This is at the Village Tap.
Oh, okay. Over in Roscoe?
Yeah, right. Over in Roscoe Village. This is Thursday 5 to 10, so that's Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I was going to that, but I'll probably be going to the Bowling with the Brewers over at Timber Lane.
Oh, man.
I think that kicks off at like 9. This is a late night event. It kicks off at 9 p.m. and goes to like midnight or so. But like, not a lot of people go to this event because there's a lot of other events, and it's not it's not a craft beer like featured event.
You kind of go to this for the company because, you know, over right. the years you end up knowing a lot of these guys.
Yeah, and in the past year's bowling, like the best thing on tap at the bowling alley was Half Acre Daisy Cutter, and all the brewers are drinking like gin and tonics and stuff like that. But you're really just going and you're hanging out with them, and bowling might be free. You might have to pay for it. I forget.
Now where's Timber Lane though?
It's up on the north side.
So okay,
I forget the exact street.
Never been there. So that's Thursday.
Thursday's big day.
Yeah, big day. The next big day is Saturday.
Right. So Friday is the light day for everyone. That's kind of the.
That's starting to be the trend, right?
Okay.
Like I usually chill on Fridays. Yeah. And then you got anything Friday?
I don't think so. I don't have any.
So then Friday's going to be low key. And then with Saturday.
Is the festival. It's the closing ceremony, right? Yeah.
Closing ceremony to beer and closing ceremony to Chicago Craft Beer Week.
So this is the West. It's called West Loop Fest.
Yeah, the West Loop Craft Beer Festival. So Beer in the Glass was the open. This is the close. So basically, right at Ogilvy Station, which is across the street from Union Station, right downtown, uh-huh. is where they do this. They're going. Last year they blocked off one block. This year they're going to block off two blocks.
Oh, okay.
This is a $50 ticket, and they're not playing games, Brad. There are going to be 60 breweries at this event.
Christ.
Okay. Yeah, 60 breweries, 8 restaurants. Hailstorm and JT Walker Brewery. So okay. Those are two breweries I've never heard of.
Heard of Hailstorm. Yeah. So, I feel like might have had something from them. Maybe not.
Yeah. So VIP is $75 for this. General admission is $50. But the thing about general admission is that if you wait until the day of, it goes up to $65.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get your tickets now.
Yeah, get your tickets now. That's a guild event, Illinois Craft Brewers Guild event. Also, Saturday is Brew La La, which is the Chicago Underground Brewery Series. So this is going to be in the in Wicker Park at First Ward Events. It's basically it's the Chop Shop. The Chop Shop is a deli on the first level. It's a restaurant on the second level. And then in the back, they do events.
Or it's all on one level.
There's a restaurant upstairs, though.
Oh,
but yeah, you're right. So yeah, the restaurant is on the first and the second level.
Yeah, you can sit upstairs. Yeah.
You can sit upstairs. Yeah. So yeah, you're right.
Okay.
that is true. So this is a $35 ticket for Brew La La. It's a Chef Juan Canem event. This is like maybe the fifth in the series.
Okay.
They do a lot of fun stuff. Beer, art, food. $35, Wicker Park. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. So what you could do, which is what I'm probably going to do, is hit West Loop at noon, Brew La La at 2.
Man, I'm just doing West Loop. I'm just going to just do that hard, you know, end it big.
End it big. Go out with a bang.
But you're going to two events. Jeez.
I think I'm going to. That's the plan. Last week, the plan was to hit like 4 events. I end up staying at Goose Island. Yeah. So that's at 2 p.m. Also, Saturday is Mambecue and Middlebrow. They're doing a homebrew contest at Cobra Lounge.
Oh, so that's not, if you're over the West Loop Fest, you could just head a little west and grab some food and some beer.
Yeah, like 2 stops on the Green Line, and you're already there. So it's 4 courses and 4 beers. So the cool part about this, so whoever wins this event gets to make a beer with Middlebrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and Middlebrow is going to bottle and distribute their beer. So Middlebrow is a local Chicago craft brewery. So what you can do is buy a ticket to this event, have the 4-course dinner, try all the beers, and then you get to select who wins.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so that's cool. Nice little twist on beer events. Those are all of Saturday's events.
Yeah, speaking of Cobra Lounge, have you seen that they're building out their brewery there?
I saw that.
It's coming along nicely.
Yeah, so right behind Cobra, in that little space, I guess that's going to be the Cobra Brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess they bought the brewing equipment from...
was it Moonshine?
Yeah, it was Moonshine.
Yeah.
They bought the equipment from Moonshine, and now they're going to start making their own beer.
Yeah. So Probably not this year, but maybe they'll have the space all together, and so might see them next year.
Who's brewing at Cobra?
I don't know. I feel like they might already have picked their brewmaster, but I'm not sure who it is.
Yeah. Right on. That's exciting, because Cobra's a fun place, yeah. And now it's going to be a brew pub.
Even better.
Even better, man. Cheers to those guys, man. So, Sunday at noon. Sunday's the last day of Chicago Craft Beer Week.
I thought Saturday is. Is Sunday like the unofficial
Okay, so at Beer in the Glass, they were giving away the t-shirts, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was like a $5 t-shirt. But on the shirt, it said the 25th, which is a Sunday.
Okay. So
all right. But yeah, you're right. Like, all the big events end on Saturday.
The closing ceremony is on Saturday.
The closing ceremony is on Saturday.
All right.
But the last events are on Sunday. I think there's like a brewer's brunch on Sunday, which is really the only big event.
Yeah.
And then, and then Delilah's is doing an event. They're doing a sour event.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's their sour and lambic festival. So Delilah's is a world-renowned whiskey bar. They got like literally like over 500 whiskeys.
Oh, I've never gone there for the whiskey. Okay. Yeah.
Brad's going there for other stuff.
They're not. I did not know this about them.
Yeah. So this is they're right on Lincoln and near
Atlas.
Near Atlas, yeah. It's from noon to 5. This is a $20 ticket. $20 gets you 20 samples, and they're just gonna they do this every couple months, man. They do a one for stouts, one for Belgians, and then they do one for sours.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's usually upstairs and downstairs. $20 gets you 20 sample tickets.
Cool.
At Delilah's.
Ooh. Wow. All right. That's a long episode here. And we have plenty more drinking to do tonight and for the rest of Chicago Craft Beer Week, so we should probably wrap this up here. Nick, if people want to get in touch, how can they find you?
I'm Nicosio. On Twitter.
Right. And you can find me on Twitter. It's @brad. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, @ChicagoBeerPass. We've been sharing events that we find on Twitter and on Facebook. So like us up there. You know, there's so many more. Nick had like a couple pages that we didn't even make it through on this episode.
We couldn't even get to them.
Just so much to talk about. And yeah, Chicago Craft Beer Week, it's been awesome. And yeah, kudos to everyone who helped put that together. So yeah, it's been a blast. So
yeah, man. Illinois Craft Brewers Guild, we're looking at you. Great job, man. It's been a fun 7 days. We're looking forward to the next 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, even though Sunday doesn't count. But, but that'll do it for this episode. And yeah, go to chicagobeerpass.com. Subscribe. All the shows get posted there. So give them a listen. Leave us a review on iTunes. Love hearing from you. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.